Today, I just want to say a prayer for the people in the Ukraine. So let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we praise your name because we know that every good thing comes from you. We realize you are an all-powerful and loving God, and that we cannot even fathom why things happen, but we know you have a plan, and all will be to your glory. For our shortcomings, we ask forgiveness. When we are unforgiving, soften our hearts. When we are angry, help calm us. When we are thoughtless, open our eyes. Help us to be more like you. We thank you for the country we live in, for our freedoms, and for our safety. We thank you for those who sacrificed for us to have these freedoms, and we pray every blessing upon those who fought for our liberty. We have so many blessings we could not possibly list them all, but we do know we are blessed and that our blessings come from you, and we thank you and we praise you for this. We now lift up our fellow humans in the country of Ukraine. Heavenly Father, keep these people safe. Let damage from missiles be structural in nature and not cause casualties. We cannot possibly know what they are going through, as we have not lived through a war on our own soil. But we can sympathize and imagine how horrific it is. We pray now that you will shelter the people under your wing, set your angels around them, and keep watch over them, your children. We pray for a swift end to this horrible act of violence and war, and we pray that Putin sees the error and destruction of his ways and chooses a way out that will save lives. We pray this in your mighty name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.